Okay, we are up to Simin Tes, page Tzadi Beis. Simin Ayin Ches, Halacha Tes, on page Tzadi Beis. We are in the middle of the laws of finding of soul in the Sefer Torah. Yesterday we discussed this at great length. Okay, so now we are up to a few more details. The Simin Chav Dalet Sif Aleph, page Tzadi Beis. Tzadi Beis. Halacha Tes. B'simin chav dalet sif aleph nispar dim nimtza tos b'chos av yeser oish kol sheinim nishmishtana lo yakuil b'lo yaperish ein moitzin sefer Torah acher. If on Shabbos you find a sefer that's missing a vav or a yud, extra vav, extra yud, missing a vav, the halach is you do not take out another sefer Torah. Okay, because we b'zman hazeh are not b'kiyim in chaserois v'yaserois. Just because we have a tradition, just because we have now a sefer Torah, we have a tikkun koy, we have a tikkun soifrim, and we have a tradition. We have an exact technique in how we write Sifrei Torah. We are due to the long galus. There is a question if we really have the correct spelling to every single word. It's specifically in reference to extra vavs. We know that you don't have to have a vav in the pasuk. You can have a word. You have, for example, with sukkos, the Gemara Darshan's sukkos. You can spell sukkos with one vav, or you can spell sukkos with two vavs, or you can spell with zero vavs. Toitofos. You don't need to have the word. You don't have to have a vav in the word toitofos. So there are many words that are like this. Mezuzos. Every single word like this. A cholim can be with a vav, without a vav. So being that we are not became for furthermore when a yud a chirik, when you have tzitzis. Tzitzis, how many yuds are there in tzitzis? Are there two yuds? Are there one yuds? Or are there no yuds? There are many words like this. Kasher dimisi lasos eschem lochem tasel lochem. So does dimisi, after the dalit, is there a yud? Is there not a yud? There are many examples like this. So in Chazal, what's very disturbing is that sometimes we have a Gemara. I don't remember all the details. There's a Gemara where the Gemara darshens the vavs. It says sukkos, sukkos, sukkos. And you go look in the Sefer Torah, the way we write it, it's not like what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara makes a drasha. How come one time it's mole, two times it's chaser? But now with Sefer Torah, that's not the way it is. Taitafos, taitafos, the Gemara makes a drasha. I think taitafos, taitafos, the way it appears in the Torah is not the way the Gemara says. So obviously there's a problem. So the bottom line is that Bisman Azeb, because of the Golits, we're not bucky in the way the word should be spelled with the vav, without a vav. And therefore, if you do find in the Sefer Torah, it's spelled not the way the Seferim traditionally spelled the Sefer Torah, you do not take out another Sefer Torah. You continue learning. And you make all the brachas, because we don't know for sure the Sefer Torah anyway would be better. The next one you take out would be better anyway, because with regard to the spelling, we're not bekiyim. One more time, Simin Chav Dalet Sif Aleph Nispar De'im Nimtza Tos Bechas V'Yeser Kol She'ena Mishtana Le'akuiv Le'aperish. It does not change the pronunciation on the perish of the word. Ein Moitzin Sefer Torah Acher. You have to be a real genius to figure out that you're missing a yud. Even an expert Baal Kriya should take note that you're missing a yud and a vav. He has such a memory, that's remarkable. I know one about Rabbi Mayevsky's son. Rabbi Mayevsky's son, Moshe Mayevsky, was the Baal Kriya of my father's shul in Young Israel Avenue J, and he was laying in Parsha Sayichi, and he saw a word, and he said, doesn't this word have a yud? And after the Aliyah was over, he looked in the Chumash, and indeed the word did have a yud. And he was right. And it was a shock. It was a new Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah was not computer checked. It was not computer checked. This was before. It was purchased at the time when the computers were first becoming popular. But it was a new Sefer Torah, and it's a mechuder. It's a beautiful Sefer Torah. And everyone in shul was shocked. How he's able on the spot, photographic memory, able to see that the letter was missing. And so I brought it to the cipher, and the cipher was also nishtoymed. He was shocked that a person, while he was leaning, was able to pick up that this word was missing you, that had a word.
Did he fix it?
Of course. Later. Of course he fixed it. Of course.
There is a Kabbalah.
Yeah, of course. If you don't, you fix it. We have a Kabbalah. We have a tradition. We have a set way of how every Sefer Torah should be written. There are 300 and what what's the number? 385. I don't remember the number. Letters in the Torah. We have a tradition exactly how the Sefer Torah should be written. Every single vav, every single yud. But in the event when you're learning from a Sefer Torah, you discover a word which has an extra vav or an extra yud or missing a vav, missing a yud, you do not close up the Sefer Torah, put it back in the yard, and take out a new Sefer Torah. You continue laning. We were just discussing your son Moshe Layevsky, who was able to find the missing yud in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and then the shul and the sefer were in the shteimim from the Iluyishkeit, the photographic memory, to see the letter was missing while he was laning. But that's what Zaliyah B'Simsov of Chavdal Nisbar.
You know his word?
Shilo. It has a yud, doesn't have a yud.
What?
Well, what's the halacha? So it's supposed to have a yud, right?
Yeah.
It has the yud. I remember I brought to the Sunday that whole dilemma, how to fix it. How to fix to, how to air. They had a, should they erase? Chach
toiches. That's how it should be.
I remember, okay. Okay, let's go further. Besimcha lechav the mitzvah adim nimsa tos v'sevet sevet v'chas v'yesesh kol shenim mishtana kolei akriv la perush ein mutzim sevet torah acher mikol mokam im nimsa kein b'shabes. You don't take another sevet torah. Nimsa kein b'shabes al pi shenim mutzim sevet torah acher al kapanim lo yiku b'sevet torah ze yoyse mishivo kiruyim. Okay, so even though you don't take out, but you don't make a sofas. So this is going to save the shul. It's going to save, you can get home early if you have a custom of making a sofas. Since you already have a problem, you have an extra yud, a missing yud, an extra vav, a missing vav, you only lay in the bare minimum 7 aliyos. Don't overdo it. And that shvi, and furthermore, you don't may have an 8th aliyah. We fall back, since we have a problem, in other words, we don't want to insult the Sefer Torah. It's very important. It's very important never to insult the Sefer Torah. People should not say about a Sefer Torah that it's puzzle. And that's a mushel. Why is that so important? Never to say about a Sefer Torah that it's puzzle, because a person is even more chashuv than a Sefer Torah. Kama tipshoy hani babloy. How foolish are these Babylonians? They stand for a Sefer Torah and they don't stand for a Talmud Chacham. Chazal were trying to impress upon us the severity. You should never ever say that. Never give any indication, any hint, any remiss that a Sefer Torah is possible.
But a Sefer Torah has a gadol outside.
That's the custom.
What are you supposed to say about it?
Well, they have no choice. Then it is possible. But it is possible. But the point is, if a Sefer Torah is not, the point is, if a Sefer Torah is not possible, is not possible, and out of convenience you want to take out a different Sefer Torah, you're going to be might see last the Sefer Torah is possible. For example, you put the Sefer Torah on the bima. We're going to have it in a few moments. Very chaluki day. So this thing, you take a Sefer Torah, you put the Sefer Torah on the bima, and it's parshas right after Simchas Torah, and it's now parshas Bereishis, and the one that did Haitzah will still remember. You take the Sefer Torah on the left, and he takes the Sefer Torah, they give psicha to a Haredi, and the Haredi takes the Sefer Torah on the right.
Kofina.
And they put the Sefer Torah on the bima, and they say to him, Yishemazel, this Sefer Torah is open to the Zois HaBracha. And today we're learning Parshas Bereishis. So do you know what that means? We have to mish. It's going to take 10 minutes. And those 10 minutes, do you know how many fights are going to break out in this shul? In those 10 minutes? So what would you want to do? You would be inclined to say, what would you want to do? You would be inclined to say, let's take the Sefer Torah, put it back in there. This is going to be the next halacha. You're going to put the Sefer Torah back in the Aron HaKodesh. What's so terrible? What's the big deal? You put it back in the Aron HaKodesh. Take another Sefer Torah. People are going to say, they're going to be mighty las. They're going to say, that Sefer Torah, that the blue mantle that has on it the name, has on the name Kohn, right? The name who's dedicated is a Sefer Torah apostle. And they're going to be might say last for all Dairais that this is a Sefer Torah apostle. Chas v'shalom to be might say last the Sefer Torah is apostle. So therefore, you're not allowed to put the Sefer Torah back in there in a Kodesh. If that's what Chazal was so sensitive to the bezoyan of a Sefer Torah, then no one should say that it's apostle. Al achas kam v'kam. how careful a person has to be not to say about another person. Every single person is a Sefer Torah. Every human being is a living Sefer Torah. You should never come to cause other people to say that he is possible. There is a defect in his conduct, in his personality, in his hanhaga. Kol Yisrael Amech Kulam Tzadikim, and that's the Musar Haskel.
Well, you can take it out.
Oh, so when it comes to it, the chiluk is very calm. There are many different opinions on this matter. Many chiluk ideas. Okay, we'll see what it says over here in the kids in a few moments. But in this example, we have here on the bima, we have a sefer Torah. It's problematic because it's not read according to our tradition. It's missing a vav and so on and so forth. So what we saw on the one hand, you can't say it's possible because we're not bekeeping in chaseres v'yaseros. On the other hand, there is a very strong likelihood that it's possible. So what do? So you make a compromise. The compromise is don't put it back in the Aron HaKodesh, but minimize how much you use it. Only 7 skeleton minyan or skeleton Kriyas HaTorah. Only laying 7 aliyas. Don't even lay the extra maftir. The one that gets the haftarah should be the one that gets the last aliyah. Don't give an extra maftir. And don't make any other sophists.
I've seen shuls where they, in the middle of laying, they come across a
real psul. A real psul that we learned discussed yesterday. That is what we learned yesterday. When you have a real psul, you have no choice but to roll the zivdor and put it back, of course. But here we're dealing with something that's not a real psul. It's exactly the point of the halacha test, where the psul is an extra letter, an extra vav, or a missing vav, or something along those lines. The sefer Torah, yes, Yosef Moshev Kumar Ashvi Yikra after Berachos Pris V'lo Yom Hakadosh Aliyach Kriyas Haftorah. And in this case, the rule is whenever you learn exactly 7 aliyos, and right after the 7th aliyah you read the haftorah, then you say the Kaddish Yosem after the haftorah. La'achar Kriyas Haftorah V'Habrachos V'Haynu B'Shabbos Pshuta Avol Kishem Aftir Hu Mechoves Hayim. But in a situation where you have to be mafter, it's Rosh Chodesh or it's Yom Tov, and you have no choice but to make an extra aliyah in honor of the maftir, then of course, k'mo b'sif shulchnei zev vada, in that case, tzrichin likras l'maftir, you have to call for maftir. And of course, since once you're going to call for maftir, you have no choice, then let's say you only have one sefer Torah, so you're going to have to be goylel this sefer Torah to a different location for the maftir. So in that case, of course, you're going to say kaddish before you lay in the maftir. Chatzi kaddish, right? And mincha, you do not, if you have another sefer Torah, you should not take out the sefer Torah for mincha because there is a reyasa, there is a problem.
If you
don't have another sefer Torah, you have a very good question. I don't know the answer. I didn't adequately prepare.
It's
a very big problem if you're allowed to take it out of the chatkila. I don't know if you're allowed.
Use the word psul.
No, it's not possible. You're right. I don't know the answer. I don't remember. It could be there's a machlokes apoyskin what to do. The reason why I say this is because there are. I don't know for sure. I didn't adequately prepare today, but not today. Every day I don't prepare enough, but so. Certainly not today. But if I remember, today there are poskim that don't hold of this halacha. They hold that today in Tavshin Ayin Dalit, our Mesorah, the way the Sefer Torah written are etched in stone. Years ago, go back to time when the Kitzur wrote this, 100 years ago, there was no standard. The Safros was the Wild West. It's true. You can look at the old Sefer Torah.
There were so many
Mesoros. There were so many Mesoros. There were so many Mesoros. There was too many Mesoros. Everyone, the Yesh HaYashin of Yasa, there were so many Mesoros. And let's even talk about the style of writing. It always is. If today someone would give you the tefillin of the Chassam Sofer, they have today. I have today, they have photocopies. And all the Sfarim, so many Sfarim in Hilchos Safras. It's a big business, a big parnasa. They have the Sefer from the Chassam Sofer. What is it? Less than 200 years. They have photocopies of his tefillin. No one today would buy his tefillin. Chassam Sofer was Kodesh Kodashim, because it's not the way we write today. The style of writing today, the one that really we shook up. People don't appreciate this. People know this, but people don't. The one who today has standardized Safras, the way the Oysters are written, is one person. One person gets credit, the Chafetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, he came along and he wrote Mishnah Seferim in the back of Chelek Aleph of the Mishnah Berurah, in the back of Siman Lamed Beis, and he revolutionized and standardized. Mm-hmm. It's both. He standardized, but it wasn't just a standard. He totally changed. He standardized. The way the OECIs are written. There's a lot of deviation. In order to say an OECIs puzzle, it has to really be way off. Okay, there are many. Today you go to have your tefillin checked. Today, Baruch Hashem, there's a davish veristam. There's a standard of different degrees of Kabbalah. No one today is allowed just to write tefillin. If you want, you can do whatever you want. But if you want to write tefillin and sell tefillin, no one's going to buy you tefillin or even a mezuzah unless you have what's called a ksav Kabbalah, which basically means you have smicha, just like
a.
You have to have a ksav Kabbalah. So there are certain organizations that have established themselves as the authority in getting smicha. And one of the main organizations called Vad Mishmeristan. If you don't have a Kabbalah from Vad Mishmeristan and you try to sell today in this generation, Tav Shnayim Dalid, you know the stores are not going to take it. Like even Eichler's. Okay, years ago, you go into Eichler's, you know what you're getting there. It's dangerous to walk into Eichler's. You go into Eichler's, you buy a pair of tefillin, it's like on his tfashas. What are you really getting? Because today, Eichler's would not sell. Eichler's would not sell mezuzos and tefillin unless, number one, they know it was written by a sefer that has ksav Kabbalah from the Vad Mishmeristam, and it was checked by a computer. It's a non-starter. It's a non-starter today.
You still have three ksavim.
Well, yeah, it's a vilish. Only two ksavim. Ksav vilish, or ari, on base. Should I say if there's ksav basis and ksav ari? In a chanan. Ksav, there are three ksavim, of course, right? But among base yoisef, the Mishnah Berurah, the style of writing, the way you write a shin. In the old Sefer Torah, the shins are like in a sitter. It comes to a point in the middle. Right, you have three branches, and it comes to a point in the middle. Today, you couldn't sell a mezuzah with such a shin. The point on the shin is the left. The Zion comes down straight to a point. And the two other letters, the two other branches of the shin on the right side, they branch from the left leg of the shin. That's the way a shin is written today. That's the way it is. The old Sefer Torah, every shin is in the middle. The old Sefer, the kuf. How do you write a kuf in the old Sefer Torah? A ches. The ches is pretty much okay. But even the ches with two zayins today, the very makbid, yeah. The Mishnah Berurah, it's not cornered. The first right branch of the ches, it's round. It must have a round edge. In the old Sefer Torah, it wasn't. They weren't so makbid. It should be round. It should be square here. It should be round. Sure. Today, everything the tagim today, it's standardized. Which letters in the Sefer Torah are large? The Oisiyos are small. It's standardized. Which letter the tagim? No one day does any fancy tagim. In the old Sefer Torah, if you look in Rav Kasha Sefer Torah Shlema, he has a kuntres, a massive kuntres, where he goes through all of the strange tagim that were the strange tagim, how they all over the entire Sefer Torah, things that are so bizarre, and the traditions. He has a lot.
He brings the same stuff. He was a young guy in Barashu.
Yeah.
Schumann.
Yeah.
He spent 15 years in St. Petersburg in the archive.
Yeah, and he went to all of these.
Something like 300 Sefer Torah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The Tagim. All the various shinuim, but none of this is done today. Today, it's standardized. There are only like
a couple. If you didn't have a couple from your head, you'd make a circle of pay.
Like it's very good. They have certain pays, a pay within a pay. You ever see that? A pay within a pay within a pay within a pay. If you can write very, very sticky, making small, small pays. All the old pays, I can't, they were all crooked. It was all, you have a line on top, it comes down, and there's a jagged line.
The Mishnah pay has got to be like a bed.
Right, so the Mishnah Berurah did away with that. Chavetz Chaim, you're not allowed to make a pay like that. You make a pay like that, he says, borderline, it's puzzle. So he has to be done with. It has to be very. That part has to be thick. Yeah, has to be thick.
Right.
And today, like I said, it's standardized. The same way the tsuras ha'osiyos have become standardized, likewise the chaseros v'yaseros have become standardized. Today, these words are the words that we know exactly which words have vavs, which words do not have vavs, which words have yuds, which words do not have yuds. And therefore, since it's become standardized to such a degree, I don't, can't give you names at this moment in time. There are poskim that are of the opinion, there are modern day poskim, that if you are learning from a Sefer Torah and you open up and it's missing a yud, missing a vav, the Sefer Torah is puzzle. Mamish puzzle. And whatever we learned yesterday, all the various opinions of what to do in the Sefer Torah is puzzle. You make a bracha, you don't make a bracha, you learn through psukim, you don't learn through psukim, you follow the same rules with vavs and yuds. Some make a pshara. Some have, there are certain vavs and yuds which we're very familiar with, and there are certain vavs and yuds which we're not familiar with. You have to have a book, you have to have, I don't know, those rabbanim have to have incredible ideas on the spot. I guess maybe you can Google it on the spot, a website on the spot, take out your smartphone and look it up on the spot and tell you if this on Shabbos, okay, during the week.
The shape of the letter. One Sefer Torah that I learned when I was a kid, was in a shtiebel, and I almost didn't recognize the letters. It looked like it was a little bit xaviverous almost. You know what I mean? It just, the letters were so narrow, it almost looked like Arabic in a way. And I asked the Rebbe that time, he said, it's an old Sefer.
Old Sefer Torah. Also, the number of lines. How many lines? The old Sefer Torah, today today. It's standardized. How many lines? The old Sefer Torah is something very long, small.
But the ones that came out from Europe, the long ones.
The big ones. But the point is, there are this halacha has become a controversial halacha. Being mikiyam bizman hazeh in the chaseros, the yeseros, we have today the Bible. We have today the Bible, and I mean we have the Tikkun Seferim, which is universal. And if you're landing on Shabbos and you discover you have a missing letter, an extra letter, halacha l'maisa, you can be makel. You don't know the Sefer Torah, you can be makel. But not everyone is so excited about this halacha in our times. Okay, let's go further. Halacha Yud. Halacha Yud b'yom shemotzin shnei Sefer Torah v'nim sabsul. This is very interesting halacha. I think the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with what it says over here in Halacha Yud. Doesn't on a day shemotzin shnei Sefer Torah v'nim sabsul b'rishon. You find them on the first Sefer Torah. V'yesh oit Sefer Torah b'heichel. And there's another backup in the Sefer Torah. V'roitzim lekachas ata it's a Sefer Hasheni likrois mitoychoi. V'achar kach yoitziu a Sefer Torah achar lekriya shnei lo yasu kein. Fascinating halacha. Why? Beautiful halacha. I take out of the Aron Kodesh two Sefer Torah. First Sefer Torah will give it colors. The red and blue, right? And when I grew up, always we code colored. Every Sefer Torah had a different color mantle. One had a yellow, one had a red, one had a blue, one had a green. So the blue Sefer Torah is going to be for the parasha. And the green, I will say the yellow is going to be for the maftir. And they take out the two Sefer Torah. And then, let's say it's Parashas somewhere in the vicinity of Pinchas. Okay, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Av. So Rosh Chodesh Av is Shabbos Chazoin. Can they pull out on Shabbos? They can't pull out on Shabbos. Impossible.
Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos.
Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos? So Masek. Masek falls on Shabbos? Okay, so Matas Masek, which is Rosh Chodesh. So they're going to be two Sefer Torah. So very good. Matas Masek is right after Parashas Pinchas. You're right in the ballpark. So let's say you take out one Sefer Torah and for Matas Masay, one Sefer Torah for Parashas Pinchas, for the Haftarah. And then as you're learning Matas Masay, we got a real psul, the real deal. Okay, the real deal. It's possible as can possibly be. So what I got in the Aron Kodesh, what do I got? I got another Sefer Torah, but it's rolled to Bereshis. We didn't learn from it since Chasson Torah, a long time ago. So what would you do if you were the guy without knowing the halacha? You would say, if I take out the one in the Aron Kodesh, I have to act quick, we got to get a new Sefer Torah. If I go to the Aron Kodesh and take out the one that's Bereshis, we're going to have to be goyled, it's going to take 5 minutes, it's going to create a commotion, people are going to start talking before we turn around and get out of hand, and it once once they start talking, no way we're going to quiet everyone down. The simplest thing is, it'll take 1 second, switch and bait. We'll just close up the Sefer Torah Matas Masay and take the Maftir Pinchas, and we're laying that for Matas Masay. It's the same place. And while we're laying Matas Masay from the second Sefer Torah, someone, the Skan Gabai, will be going on the Sefer Torah in the Yerna Kodesh. That's rolled to Bereshus all the way to Parshas Pinchas. Wouldn't that be the ideal thing to do? Of course it would be the ideal thing to do, because you'll save the most time. So he says, but you're not allowed to do that. Because since you've designated the second Sefer Torah, it's like Hazmana, Murdika Halacha, who would ever be so sensitive to the Sefer Torah? Hazmana, you've designated the second Sefer Torah L'shem Maftir, L'shem Pinchas. You have no right to undesignate it and to switch. You have to have a sensitivity. Incredible chiddush. So you have no choice but to take out the Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh, that's rolled to Bereishis, and roll it to Parshas, to Matas Masay, and then you'll continue as you're on. That's what he says. Lo yase kein ki tzrichen likros mitoch ha-sefer Torah ma-shehuchan b'shvilo. V'chei, another example. V'yoyim shemotzin shloisha sefer Torah, three sefer Torah. V'chein, mechalifu sifrei ha-Torah shalaku t'chila. If you're going to switch the sifrei Torah, mechalifu sifrei Torah shalaku t'chila es ha-muchan li'achar kach, yigluluhu, v'yikhu es ha-sheni, likros mitom, you don't start playing around. You have to, whatever you was meant to lay in from, you have to preserve the best that you can. Now here's next halacha. This is the halacha. Let's say you put on the beam of the wrong Sefer Torah. This is a very big chiddush, what he says now. Now here's where you get into a lot of different offshoots of the halacha. You take out the wrong Sefer Torah, but you take out two Sefer Torah. In other words, it's Shabbos that has two Sefer Torah. They ichlifu Sefer HaTorah shalaku t'chila es hamuchon li'achar kach yiglulu. Now yiglulu is a tricky word. When I prepared this, I got confused. It means close it shut. It does not mean to mish. The word yiglulu means when you're taking out two Sefer Torah, just close it. Close it. Doesn't mean, like we say, to be goyle to the new location. I put on the bima. Let's get the case very clear so we can differentiate. I put on the bima. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. I'm taking out two Sefer Torah, one par Shavua and one for Maftir. I put on the bima the one that's meant for Maftir. I put on the bima first the wrong Sefer Torah. I open it up. Oh no! This is Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas. It's the wrong Sefer Torah. I'm supposed to be laying Parshas Bereishis. So what do I do now? So what you do is you close it, you put the gartel back on, you take it off the bima and put on the bima the correct Sefer Torah. Why? Because it's not what it was meant to be. I prepared for the Parasha Shavua the other Sefer Torah, not this Sefer Torah. So you can take it off the bima, even though it's already open. Look at the chiddush. It's already open. It's already open. I can close it, tie it up, take it off the bima, and put back the Sefer Torah that was meant to be put on the bima at this point in time. Now this is only true, though. This is the catch. This is what's important when you're taking out two Sefer Torah. Because no one is going to say that when you close the Sefer Torah and you put the gartel and you put the mantle, you take it off the bima, oh, it's a Sefer Torah puzzle. Why is no one going to say it's a Sefer Torah apostle? Because you're going to learn from it in a few minutes when you finish the Kriya Sa, you're going to learn from it after. But in a situation where you're only learning from one Sefer Torah, and it's Parash Aspirations, and they take out of the Aron the Sefer Torah, that's Zeus HaBracha, and they put it on the Bima. They put it on the bima, and now they realize, oh no, this is the wrong Sefer Torah. So now you make the same argument, oh, but it's not what was muchan. It was not meant to be. We prepared a different Sefer Torah. In this instance, you don't put it back. Because then, if you're going to put it back, you're not going to learn from it. And people are going to say that it's puzzle. So you're going to be moitzi las on this Sefer Torah by saying that it's puzzle. In this instance, you have to keep it and you roll it to the correct location. Now, the big question is, this is the big, tough question where there is no real clear answer, and it's all up to the discretion of the rabbi, the Chalukah Deis, where you give a person psicha, and you tell him what Sefer Torah to take, and he actually takes it out of the... He's holding it.
Even if he doesn't take it out.
He doesn't take it out. He does take it out. He just pulled it out a little bit. He took it out, and he's holding it. And the rabbi realizes he took out the wrong Sefer Torah. What is the halacha? Are you allowed to tell him, put it back, and take out another... If he already told the bima, there's no question about it. It's too late. Holidays. But if... You didn't mamish take it out of the Aron HaKodesh. You just picked it up. You're holding it. At what point in time is it beyond return? You must take out this Sefer Torah and you cannot put it back. So there are many chilukei deis. Some say once you even touch it, that's over. It's over. It's going to be a moitzi las. Some say no, as long as it's not the farhesia. As long as people are not, the hamoinam is not paying attention to what's going on. It's like you have a big shul. You have a big shul. It's all the way in the front. He takes it out, and the guy says, no, not this. There's another Sefer Torah, where it's going to cause tircha de tzibur, and people are not really watching. So then many poskim are matir, as long as he didn't get too far. You didn't get too far. You didn't create. You're able to do damage control, right? You're able to preserve the honor of the Sefer Torah. Then many persons said that it is okay. All right, let's just start. Let's just start a little bit. The next halacha is a fascinating halacha. Halacha Yud Aleph. Okay, and this halacha is very complicated. But let's just start. Maybe we'll do it again tomorrow. I just want to begin a little bit today. Seder hachayuv makoydem koydem. The order of chiv, who comes first? You have on Shabbos, you have on Shabbos, this is Shabbos. We're not getting to the middle of the week. The middle of the week is a different Seder. But at Shabbos, who has Kedima? So the first one has Kedima, Chosam B'yam Chupasai. The Chosam B'Shabbos Shalifnei HaChasma Shemezarim Loi Dahainu Shehu Bochar. The first is B'yam Chupasai, which means the Chosam getting married. That can mean Monday, Thursday. Or it could mean if they got married Shabbos. Okay, B'yom Chupasa can mean either means it's a Monday, Thursday. He's getting married today. Now, there is a very big issue if he's not getting married tonight, like during the winter, when the chasna is going to take place after at night, and now it's in the morning. Does he have kedima? Is that called chasan b'yom chupasa? So it's not so simple. Some say yes, some say not. When it comes to tachnun, you don't say tachnun. Chasan is getting married at night. So there are different opinions. This matter how to what degree, but it's certainly if the chasan is getting married, bo b'yom, he's getting married before shkia. What about if it got married Friday night? We don't do this today, but not so long ago, it was very common. The chasan got married Friday afternoon, and then the chuppah took place, so it's mamish yom chuppah. So Shabbos took place on Shabbos. Also, okay, all right, Friday, the Suda. Okay, so let's assume it means Monday, Thursday. So it's the Ofrof. The Shabbos Shalifnei Hachasna Shemizar Meloy when they sing for him as Mihav Tahayim Shubachar. Now, what kind of chasan? It means it's his first marriage. It's not a second marriage. If it's a second marriage, he's a bachar, which means if he already was married once before. Bachar, I think what he means in reference to a person, it's a zivik sheni. It's a zivik sheni. So then it not necessarily have kedima against other people. There are other people that might have kedima before him. But certainly if his first time he's getting married, then he has kedima. If it's his offer, if he has kedima to get an aliyah. Next. Vinar, shenas bar mitzvah ba'osa shavua. He was a bar mitzvah that past week. The week before he was bar mitzvah, Hema Shavim, so the bar mitzvah boy is equal. So these two have equal kedima together. So let's say, only for example, you have a kohen. Well, let's say have a lady, they can get maftir. They can get an acharon. a Kohen, a Levi can get Achrayin, or can get Maftir, or they can get, but let's say whatever the situation is, there's not enough to go around. So there are multiple bar mitzvah boys, so it says here, Heim Hashem, they are equal. Gimel. Third, yeah. Yeah.
Is there a priority between Aleph and Beis, between the Ufruf guy and the bar mitzvah boy?
So it says what it says, it says Shavim. The Nar Shunasa mitzvah, Shavim, no, Shavim means equal, they're equal to the Chassan. According to the kids, so Chassan Yom Chupasai, and Chassan B'Shamish Lefnei HaChasna, and the next halacha days, the nair shenas the bar mitzvah, but also shavua, heima shavim. Shavim means they're equal to the aleph and beis are equal. Chassan, according to the kitzur, chassan is equal to a bar mitzvah boy. They equal kedima. So when there's not enough to go around, you have to make a goyro. Well, that's what he says later on. Gimel, a sandik biyoyim hamila. The sandik comes before the avi haben. That's what he says. We don't do that bisman hazeh. Okay, we don't do that. Halacha l'maisa, we give the avi haben. We give the Avi HaBen before we give the Sanik. So,
turn that around.
I don't know.
Black and white.
I don't know. The kids, not everything that says in the kids do we pass like. Okay, we have to see. We'll go through some more detail. I'll take out the Ishei. It's a very good sefer called the Ishei Yisrael. It's an authoritative sefer on the laws of Tefillah, and he goes through all the rules in detail. Okay, B'li Neder, if I have a chance, we'll try to go through this, because this is very, very kedai, this halacha, to really get down pat. But let's just go through the basic yisod, the suwa, the kibudim. Because a lot of things he says are chidushim. He says, sandik b'yam hamila, v'atoyves atinik b'shas mil. Then he's something very chidush, which we don't do. We don't give any chashivas to this person. The kavata. Okay, I don't know why he says this. The halacha l'mayisah, b'zvan hazeh, let's just talk very quickly. The seder of kibudim by a bris mila. What's the most chashiv kibud? The sandik, Pashat. What's the second most chashiv kibbut? The kvata? So the ikra din is sandik oimed. The one that holds the baby, b'shas, there are two sandik oimeds. It's not really clear, they have different customs. There are two sandik oimeds. Some people do everything, some people they give all the kibbutim to one person does everything. But if you want to break up the kibbutim, you can break it up into 15 kibbutim. There is the sandik, then there is the sandik oimed. Now there's sandik oimed, if you want to break up the kibbutim, you can give it two parts. The one that holds the baby when they make the bracha, and the one who holds the baby when they do kriya sashem. The sandik oimel l'chor is the second most chashiv kibbut. Then comes the one who makes the bracha. The one who makes the bracha, that's a very chashiv thing, to make a bracha. Two brachas. Bar priya gofen, and you make the bracha asher kidesh he did mi beten. Then there's a new kibbut called kriya sashem. That's the next chav. Then there's kiseh shel Eliyahu, to give kiseh shel Eliyahu. Then comes the next kibbut is mina kiseh, the one that takes the baby from the kiseh shel Eliyahu. Then there's another kibbut called min hasandik, the one that takes the baby from the sandik and gives it to the sandik oimet. Then there is the what? The kavata. First is the kavata. The kavata is the couple. Okay, the kavata is the couple that brings the baby in. Bing brings the baby in. And then they call hagoshas. Hagoshas. Haika hagoshas. They used to do this. Hagoshas means after the kavata brings the baby in, they pass it around. Each one brings the baby one step closer until the baby falls. Until the baby falls. It's like a football game. Each, I have, you don't really see this. I know. You see this today? The kvah, hagosha? Hagoshas? You see hagoshas today? I know. I have a tape from my brother's bris. Okay, this was quite a while ago. My brother's bris. So Rabbi Zimmerman was the moil. Okay?
Which one?
The old one, who's no longer living. The old Zimmerman. Right, the old one. So he was the moil. He was the moil. So he was screaming away. I'm telling you, you gotta listen to this tape. He's screaming away. So he starts off, he screams kivata, and then I didn't know that. I heard this tape a couple of years ago until I learned about the hagosh. He starts with bechubed mita hagosha, bechubed mita hagosha. He kept on going over and over, hagosha. I said to my father, what's all these hagoshas? So My father starts laughing. He says, today in the modern world, you don't see it as often, as much. The Hasidim still do it. Basically, you pass around the baby. Hagashah. He would announce. Today, a lot of the Moilim, they're lazy. They don't want to announce. Min HaKisei, Min HaSandik. The good Moilim, they do a nice, I like ceremony. They do a nice, the problem is, no one's in a rush. Everyone's out to work. By 8 o'clock, you're out. So you don't have time for this. But the good Moilim, they put on a good show. They announce who the keyboard, they announce who the person is, what is their function, what is the what's their shtela. And then there is Sandik Oymed San, then there's the Minakisei. Okay, so this is so these are also over here. What he says is very shocking. He says that the next one that's kibbutzim is the kavata. The kavata today is not viewed to be a very chashuv kibbutz. What could I tell you? It's not. And he says the kavata, the sandik.
Yeah.
Typhus. What type is the Mila Dalit? Sandik Biyom Hamila Shemachnes Satinik Lubes Haknesses Lemoloi.
He doesn't use the term Kvata.
That's what he means. That's Gimel. That's Gimel. There are many Sandiks. There's a Sandik that's Oymed, the Sandik that brings the baby in. That's what we call it. We call it the Kvata. I don't know, maybe he means something else. The Sandik Biyom Hamila Shemachnes Esatinik. We call that kvata. We don't give the kvata a kibbutz. We don't give an aliyah. I've never seen a kvata get an aliyah. You see all the time you give the avi haben the mila. And then if there's the extra aliyah, because let's say the avi haben is a kohen or a levi, then the next aliyah is the son, or it's Rosh Chodesh, they give the sandik. That's what I've seen all the years. I've seen the avi haben, and then the next one online is the sandik. It usually doesn't get more than that. Unless you'll have some grandfather, which is a coin lave, you'll be able to chaperine someone else. They'll give another aliyah. But generally, that's it. Okay, let's go. Okay, next halacha. We'll do this again tomorrow. We just want to run into the basic ideas. Because there are different chilukim, different opinions. Hey, Baal hayoledes, the husband, shayol the bas, velechas the beis haknesses. The wife is going to the beis haknesses. The wife is present. The first time, this is, you don't see this so often anymore either. I mean, you do see, okay, but I shouldn't say, but when the first time the wife comes to the Beis HaKnesses and the husband is present, the husband gets an aliyah.
She has a
Kedusha. She answers amen to the brachas of her husband, and there are different customs. Sometimes she'll make a bracha, she'll make a bracha sagayim, different, it all depends on the community, it all depends on the rabbi's call, she'll make from behind the mechitza. In many shuls today, the woman will make from behind the machitza, she'll make a berachas hagoimel. And in the more yeshivish places, she will not. She'll just say her husband will make the berachas hatayra, and she'll answer amen, and that's it. Or she'll answer kedusha, and that's enough. Why she should make berachas hagoimel? But the custom is women don't make berachas hagoimel. They don't. I don't know. I don't have all the details. Some say berachas hagoimel is not a bracha a woman makes because leida is natural. Even though today, I mean, leida you mechal Shabbos, there's nothing you don't do for a pregnant woman. You certainly don't put her in a chokehold. And you don't. Obama shouldn't. His motorcade should not prevent her from going to the hospital. But yet, is it called following the news? Halacha lemaisa, after the baby is, it's a very strange concept in halacha, after the baby is born, do you look back and say it was a miracle? No, you don't. Because kachi darka shaloylam. The Mishnah Berurah says this. The Mishnah Berurah says that leida, it's true, it's sakana bikoch nefesh, and you do everything b'shas maisa. In retrospect, you don't look back at it that it was a miracle that happened. Because that's the way Hashem made the world. Hashem made the world where women give birth. Hashem didn't make that's part of Derech HaTeva, so it's a natural occurrence.
It's working out.
Fascinating concept.
Well, does the Gemara come?
What?
Depends on the first birth or the second birth.
It depends.
Is a woman worth more when she's pregnant or after she's pregnant?
Sakana. Yeah, b'shas ma'is is sakana.
It's a difference between...
She's already raw girl. Yeah.
Once, if the second birth...
It's not such a big deal. It's already, she's been through it. Her body has been through it. Alright, but when the husband goes, she's running very quickly. Baal Hayules Shalyoda Shialdosh Basfall Knesset. So the wife is present, the husband is there. Husband is there in honor of his heroes and example halacha. Talk about women's rights, that when the wife is there, the husband gets the covered, he has a kedima to get an aliyah. An amazing concept. I know of a person, he always, see, he davens, he told us that when he davens, he has to, they don't want him really to sing, there's not really such a good baal tefillah. He says, when if his wife is there, his wife doesn't come that often to shul, but if his wife is there and he davens, he goes to town, because he wants his wife to see the covered that he gets, that when he sings Kedusha, the shul sings along with him, he's willing to be Meiser Nefesh, to do things that he wouldn't ordinarily do, in order that his wife should feel good, that her husband has chashivas in the shul. What?
The guy gave a speech in Rabbi Berg, when he wasn't in the country. The guy spoke.
Where?
10 minutes. I'm coming home from Minka, and his wife is across the street, and see what. You like my speech, didn't you?
The wife, okay. Okay, very quick. I'm going to run through very quick. We'll do it again tomorrow. Baal hayoledah shiyolda, baal hayoledah shiyolda, bein v'holeches lebeis hakneses, v'im ein, the same thing of a son. And she's coming to the im ein holeches lebeis hakneses, v'ein ha-balim, v'ein ha-balim chayuvim, ele im hu yoyim arboim v'echad l'zachar, o yishmoin v'yachal l'mekeva, shos uzman ha-vos ha-karbon, a chidush we never heard of. We don't do this today. These are chidushim. Day 41 for a zachar and day 81. Now, since at this point in time, uzman shemid l'sheikayim, she would bring a karbon, so now even if the husband is not coming to shul, the wife is not coming to shul, but it's 40 days since my wife gave birth to a boy. You tell the gabbai, I'm a chiv today. You ever hear this before? You never heard this. Never heard this. It's 81 days from the day that my wife gave birth to a girl. I'm a chiv today. But I gave you an aliyah when your wife came to shul last week. Yeah, that was last week. But now it's day 81. My wife bring a carbon. I'm a chiv. Never heard this before.
No,
but that's.
It says if it's just a minute. If you got the aliyah before, it's no more chiv.
The im einam halachas the beis hakneses. Ein habalim chiyuv me'ela imhu.
Right, if she's not sure,
she's not. So that no.
Then
that's it. You're exempt, really.
So.
But there's a din of a carbon. Okay, could be. Let's see. Zayin chasun shachaisa chasuna chasunasa miyom rivi ve'elach b'shabbos shalachar hachasuna a chasun. It's the davka k'shoye bachur oyi abesula. It's a chasun. His chasuna was. It's now Shabbos. It's now sheva brachas. Okay, it's sheva brachas. This is not the ufruf. The kedima, if it's a Shabbos before the chasna, he's number one, priority one. But it's after. Now today, let's say the chasna got married on Monday, and it's now sheva brachas. You're not going to give him an aliyah. Yehar val yavar, you're going to give him an aliyah. Here he says no. He says if you got married on Tuesday, it's all news. It's all news. We're not giving an aliyah on Shabbos. We don't do this. Chashoisa chasunos the miyam revi the elech the Shabbos shlacha chasna the davka. But he has to be first marriage. Bachar he besula yard site bo bayom. Notice the yard site comes the bottom of the list. The bottom is the yard site is not so bo bayom. Okay, test avi atinik v'yamamila. Notice avi atinik, the father of the baby, is way below the sandik. Way below the sandik. Now what we do today? Yud yard site. It's next week. It's going to be the Shabbos coming the following week. Then you get an aliyah. That's not what we do either. We give him maftir. We don't do that. The common minig is if you have yard site the following week, you get maftir. If you have yard site bo bayom, you get an aliyah. So again, that's not what it says. It's talking about giving you a regular aliyah. Yud alif mohul biyom hamila the moyel. Okay, the moyel. The moyel and the moyel has kedima. He's the third on the list. The third on the list, he also has kedima to get an aliyah. They do this every so. Sometimes the sannik isn't there yet. The sannik didn't come yet. Let's say you're having the bris in a different location. And the moyel biyom hamila, some people like Pesach Kron, he normally davens where the bris mila is. But let's say you're going somewhere to the bris mila, so you have kedima. Hasandik, the acharav avi haben. First comes the sandik, the achar avi haben is the grandfather, the achar of hamoyel, the shabbos shelifnei hamila.
I'm sorry.
The achar of hamoyel, the shabbos shelifnei hamila. You ever see that? He never sees them giving a sandik because he's doing a bris, he's giving the sandik following. Normally it's a seal. They don't tell you who the sandik is until bay bayayim. It's a big secret. That's part of the mystery of a bris. Who's going to be the sandik? Shnei chiyuvim shavim tali b'das ha-sagan. It's the discretion of the gabai. Oy yitilu goril. Mishen lo yironis. If you're not a member, you're not a member of this city, you're not a paying member. Ein adoichem v'shem v'shem chiyuv. Also, the very of Moshe Paskins, if it's you have a shabbos on the weekday shul, who has kedima? And that's during the week. This is a very touchy issue. Today it's becoming very cloudy because everyone today is all mixed up. No one knows who they belong. But it used to be that 20 years ago you had a Shabbos shul, you had a weekday shul. And then you have Yahrzeit and you come to your Shabbos shul during the week. And they say to you, who are you? Who are you? This is not your shul. You don't daven here during the week, but I daven here every single Shabbos. I want to daven here during the week. I think Rav Moshe says you have kedima to daven during the week. If this is your Shabbos shul,
they call it a blue paper.
This is your Shabbos shul, you have a right kedima even during the week, even though you never show up during the week. Today, this is not so simple anymore, because today there's no such thing anymore as a Shabbos shul, a weekday shul. There are 10 shuls. Everyone has too many shuls. Everyone's all mixed up. Another halacha. Someone's leaving. Goodbye and good luck. You give an aliyah on his departure. A person has arrived. We come back from a trip. To call him, to give cover to a distinguished guest. But a distinguished guest is not decha. That's also not the custom today. That's not the custom. I know. Rabbi Yonason David comes to Chaim Blum. Rabbi Yonason David was the son-in-law of Yitzchok Hutner. And he's in the Eretz Yisrael 99% of the year. Not 90, most of the year. And even when he comes to America, he doesn't always come to davening. He only comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov. But when he comes, whenever he comes, he is the chiyuv. He is the chiyuv. Are there other chiyuvim? There is no chiyuv when he is there. He is the chiyuv. So you see, that's also not exactly... Listen, we all know, let's say you would have Avadi Yosef. Avadi Yosef, they even gave him kain. So if you have a man, someone the stash of Avadi Yosef, will come to your shul, and someone has a yard site. So who would they give the aliyah to? To Avadi Yosef, or would they give it to the yard site? So it says here in Kitzer, you give it to the yard site. A distinguished guest does not override a yard site, the chiyuv. So, but do you think the shul would allow such a thing? Let's say the yard site does not want to defer. I have a chiyuv, I'm a paying member, I insist. So what do you think the board of the shul would say? They would
find another shul.
All right, we'll stop.